Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 27, 1804, day 73 of the expedition. Camped in a bend to the right in some woods. The party left Camp White Catfish today after resting there for 3 days. The men are in good spirits again and ready to proceed with enthusiasm. The bend they camped in today is in the vicinity of the present-day Douglas Street Bridge on Interstate 480. The bridge crosses the Missouri River, which is the border between Omaha, Nebraska, and Council Bluffs, Iowa. Captain Clark writes a short entry, and Captain Lewis enters a short description of attempts to take some astronomical measurements.
Camp July 27. Charged the boat in pirogue after a small shower of rain, completed our oars and poles, crossed over the two horses with views of their going on the southwest side of the Missouri, and set out at 1:30. Proceeded on very well under a gentle breeze. Passed a high island of high woodland. This island is formed by a pond supplied by a great number of springs from this hill. I took Reuben Field and walked on shore and killed a deer and did not get back to the boat till after night. A beautiful breeze from the northwest this evening, which would have been very agreeable had the mosquitoes been tolerably pacific, but they were raging all night, some the size of house flies. Captain William Clark, July 27, 1804.
Observe time and distance of moon and Alpha Aquilae star, west with sextant. I wish to have taken one or two more with moon and Aquilae, but the clouds obscured the star. I was anxious to have taken some sets with Aldebaran, then in reach of observation and east of the moon, but was prevented by intervention of the clouds, which soon became so general as to obscure the whole horizon. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 17, 1804.
The narrations today were typical of uneventful days, Clark describing the breeze and the ubiquitous mosquitoes, and Lewis describing his scientific observations. Tomorrow, the first encounter with a Plains Indian.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark, read by Sean Batisse. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.